A man took a vacation to Israel with his wife and mother-in-law. During their time in the Holy Land, his mother-in-law unexpectedly passed away. The following day, the husband met with the local undertaker to discuss funeral plans. In cases like these, there are a couple of options to choose from, the undertaker explained. You can ship the body home for $10,000. Or you can bury her in the Holy Land for just $150. Well, the man took a minute to think about it and then announced his decision to ship her home. The undertaker, intrigued by his decision, said, "That's an interesting choice. Can I ask why you would pay $10,000 to ship your mother-in-law home when you can easily bury her here in the Holy Land for $150? Well, the man promptly replied, "About 2,000 years ago, a man died and was buried here. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I can't take that chance." Some people, for whatever reason, want to stop Easter from happening. It's been that way from the very beginning. From day one, people have tried their hardest to stop Easter. Let's take a close look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 27 and 28, to verify this fact. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he's been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He's risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I've told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.' While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. But when the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, 'You're to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.' So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day." So we see that Pilate and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin who crucified Jesus did four things to make sure Easter did not happen. These four things symbolically represent the same pattern, the same approach that the world has been taking to stop the great news of Easter ever since that glorious resurrection morning. First, they rolled a great stone in front of the tomb. The great stone represents obstacles. The devil is always going to put obstacles in your way to keep you from seeing Easter. Now, the angel didn't roll the stone away for Jesus to get out. His resurrected body didn't need help getting anywhere. Even as we see him appear to his disciples later on behind locked doors. That great stone was rolled away so that the world could see in. A picture paints a thousand words, they say. The picture of the folded grave clothes, an angel sitting on the stone, and soldiers nowhere in sight, having scattered in fear, told the story right then and there that God has conquered death. But the great stone was put there as a barrier to keep Jesus in and the world out. But these barriers, when removed by God, make the Easter story all that more powerful. There's no barrier that can block God's plans. What kind of barriers are in your way today to keep Easter from being resurrected in your heart and life? Do you have any giant stones that need to be rolled away? Stones that you think are insurmountable? These stones may not be physical. For most people, they are giant spiritual boulders that rest in your mind. Guilt, fear, unbelief, pride, hatred, bitterness, those kinds of boulders. Maybe for others, it's an actual physical obstacle, like a disease or a bad situation in life you feel that God has dealt you with, which has created a boulder of envy, anger, or resentment. There are all types of stones to prevent us from experiencing Easter joy today. But I've got good news for you. God is a chain breaker and a stone shaker who's good at moving stones no matter how big they are. God wants to move whatever stones might be keeping you from experiencing His resurrection joy in all of its fullness. Second, they sealed the tomb. The seal was a soft, moldable substance, probably clay or wax, and it was imprinted with the Roman imperial seal and attached to the stone with a rope. Breaking the seal would incur the empire's wrath. That seal was like Herod saying, "Don't even think about messing with this gravesite." The seal represents the authorities, the governments, the powerful people of this world who call the shots for others and do not want Easter to happen. This Roman seal upon the tomb was saying, "Keep out. You touch this grave, you're dead." But God does not respect, bow down to, or recognize worldly authorities, especially those who despise His word. He didn't ask for permission from Herod to break the seal. His earthquake shook that stone and broke that seal, saying, "Pilate, Herod, it's not going to be your will, but mine that will be done in this world." We have governments today that are hostile to the gospel, the Easter story. They try their best to stop it, but they cannot, nor will they ever succeed. Even our very own government that used to respect and proclaim the Christian faith is morphing into something totally different in our day. This is a picture of the New York City skyline on Good Friday and Easter weekend in 1956. What city in America would allow such a gospel proclamation today? There's not one. We'd have lawsuits and all kinds of hands in the air going nuts. When the government and powers that be forbid prayer in schools, in the workplace, or in the town square, when they create laws that transgress and exalt themselves above God's word, they're doing nothing more than trying to keep Easter from happening. We'll light our buildings up in rainbow colors in a New York minute for all the world to see But there's no way we'll allow the message of the cross to be proclaimed in this day. I don't know what the future of our great country has in store for it. I hope and pray that it is blessing and mercy and repentance and revival. But I do know that when a nation continually neglects the God who blessed her in the first place and ignores his word, it does not bode well in the end for the nation that chooses to go that route. Easter says to us today, don't cave in to earthly authorities or any authority that tries to put your faith out. Not even powerful governments who try to push the church back into a building, saying you can worship here within these walls, but go no further. Treating the church building as a tomb itself that holds the Easter story in, trying to seal it. Make all the noise you want here, but don't you dare carry your joy out into the streets, into the workplace, or the schoolhouse, or the town square. But nothing can stop Easter. It was meant to be taken to the four corners of the earth, in the schools, in the workplace, in the public square, in the streets. It's a message that cannot be sealed in or held back, because it is a message that explodes with power like dynamite. When the Holy Spirit came, the Greek word they used was dunamis. Dunamis is where we get our word dynamite. Dunamis means power, explosive power. TNT is meant to blow boulders away. And that's what the Easter resurrection does. I was driving to school on I-4 this week with the kids, and we passed a big 18-wheeler that had the gospel plastered all over it. On the back door, it said, "Don't follow me, follow Jesus." On the side of the truck, it said, "Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords." There was a message on the mud flaps that said, "If you read the Bible a chapter a day, you'll discover the eternal way." I was like, good for you, truck driver. Your truck's exploding with Easter dunamis. Thank you for your bold witness, not caring what others might think about you. Thousands and thousands of people are seeing that truck each day going up and down the highways. There was somebody who was doing his best that he knew how to share Easter with the world. You can't stop Easter from happening. It'll break out even on the side of an 18-wheeler if it has to. They used obstacles. They used governing authorities. Now, thirdly, they used intimidation and fear. They put Roman guards with weapons outside of the tomb to intimidate anyone who dared to approach or access the body. Our world is full of those who would intimidate the church in one way or another. Some use intellectualism and so-called enlightened thinking. How can you be so small as to believe in a story like Easter, they say? It's nothing but a myth. Why, it would require supernatural power to take place, thus ridiculing those who believe in that supernatural power. Some places in the world use physical intimidation to silence the believer, throwing them in prison, torturing them, trying to create fear in the believer's heart. It's been going on for 2,000 years. In the early part of the 20th century, Nikolai Ivanovich Bukharin was as powerful a man as there was on earth. As a Russian communist leader, he took part in the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. He was the editor of the Soviet newspaper Pravda, which ironically means truth. He was a full member of the Politburo. His works on economics and political science are still read today. Well, in 1930, he made a trip from Moscow to Kyiv to address a huge assembly on the subject of atheism. Addressing the crowd, he aimed his heavy artillery at Christianity, hurling insult, argument, and proof against it. An hour later, he was finished. He looked out at what seemed to be the smoldering ashes of men's faith. "Are there any questions?" he demanded, as if to tell them what I have said is the way. Deafening silence filled the auditorium. But then one man approached the platform and mounted the lectern. Standing near the communist leader, he surveyed the crowd, first to the left, then to the right. And finally, he shouted the ancient greeting known well in the Russian Orthodox Church, "Christ is risen." In mass, the crowd arose as one man, and the response came crashing like the sound of thunder. "He is risen indeed. You can't stop Easter. You cannot intimidate or scare it out of people. God's angels are greater than any mighty military, and they're on our side." Those great Roman soldiers who supposedly laughed at death ran from the angel in the tomb like Ralphie and his friends running from Scott Farkas and Grover Dill in the Christmas story. But in this case, the script was flipped, and it was the bullies, the soldiers, who became full of fear and scattered like roaches when the light of Easter hit them. God will always flip the script when someone tries to stop Easter from happening. Fourthly, as a last resort, the authorities paid these soldiers great sums of money to tell a lie about what happened. But no matter how many times you attack Easter with lies, you can't stop the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 John 2:22 says, "Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ?" He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. If you proclaim Easter did not happen, 1 John says, you're a liar. If someone tells you that the resurrection didn't happen, rest assured, they don't know what they're talking about. Nothing can stop Easter. Not great stones, not governments or worldly authorities, not intimidation and fear, not lies and slander. Easter happened, it's still happening, and it's going to happen for all eternity. God will see to it that it happens in your life as well, no matter what this world tries to throw at you. As you leave today, just remember this fact. You can take it to the bank, and it's a bank that will not fail. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.